Thank you, and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to any and all of these services. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe, the things that we preach, I'd be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. You can also check out our church's website. There's much information there concerning the things that we believe and the things that we practice. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, we'd like to continue in the three-part message we began last Sunday morning. If you remember, last Sunday morning, we preached on the subject, How Did We Get Here? Now, this morning's message will be, Why Are We Here? And then, Lord willing, next Sunday morning's message will be concerning, Where Are We Going? So let's look this morning in the book of Job, chapter 1 and verse 21, as we think on the subject, Why Are We Here? Why are we on this earth? What is our existence all about? Are we just here to please ourselves, to pacify ourselves? What is our existence really all about? Notice in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21, Job states, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Indeed, the question that we ask this morning concerning why are we here is an age-old question. Many famous philosophers have tried to answer this question, but frankly, the question cannot be answered rightly apart from the Word of God. You see, if you believe in evolution, that is, if you believe that you're here by accident, you will also believe that the only things you will ever have are right here on this earth. Now think about that. If you believe in evolution, if you believe that you are here by accident and not on purpose of God, then you will also believe that the only thing you have is right here and now. But notice this, folks. If you believe in creation, if you believe that God created not only the worlds, not only the heavens, not only the plants, the animals, and all of that, but if you believe that you have been created on purpose by God Almighty, you will also believe that the only things you will ever have permanently will be those things you have in the world to come. This is why Satan is pushing his theory of evolution so hard in this world today. Satan wants people to believe that they are not answerable to God. Satan wants people to believe they do not have an eternal soul. But the fact is that every person has a permanent soul. Notice this, that many famous philosophers have tried to convince men to act right based on humanistic values only, leaving the Word of God entirely out of the picture. And this is the society in which we find ourselves today. You see, the truth is that we should act right because God Almighty expects us to act right. Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate in the flesh, is our Savior. Not only is Jesus our Savior, He is also our Judge. Each and every person will give an account of themselves before God. And this is what we ought to think about. Notice, there are some people today that believe that the reason they're on this earth is to work. Well, I know there must be a certain amount of work done or else we will have no food to eat, right? And I know that the Bible says that if we any should not work, neither should they eat. I know that's so. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10. We must work. That is true. But that's not the only reason that we're here. Actually, working and earning our living by the sweat of our brow is the result of the curse that God placed upon this world and upon man back in the Garden of Eden. Now, on the opposite of that spectrum, there are those people who believe that we're on this earth only to play, and that work just simply gets in the way. Well, I know there's nothing wrong with enjoying the things that God has given to us, and we ought to enjoy those things that God has given to us. The Bible says there's nothing better for a man than that he would live and he would enjoy the work, the fruit, the labor of his hands. There's nothing better than that. So there's nothing wrong with enjoying this world. But think of this, folks. If enjoyment is the end of our existence, then we will become very selfish because we will not think about how others are going to enjoy themselves. We will only consider how we should enjoy ourselves. There are some other folks that believe that we're here on this earth to make the earth a better place to live on. Well, now, that's nothing wrong with doing that either, is it? I mean, that's really a good thing to do. It's a high aspiration to make this earth a better place. That's a good thing. But think of this. If all we have on this earth is to make this earth a better place, then guess what? We're going to die and leave it all behind. Notice this. What an evolutionary thought it is also that we're here upon this earth, only to make this earth a better place to live in. People believe that we go away into nothingness, but you know that's not so. We do not go away into nothingness. You see, what I'm saying here this morning is about why we are here. The fact is that every generation, every person must answer this question for themselves. And I know as you, as an individual person, you have thought about this. I know, why am I on this earth? Why am I here? Am I here just to work? Am I here just to labor? Am I here just to enjoy? Am I here just to have this body for a while? But look at another passage. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 15, the Bible said, as he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away into his hand. Well, think of these two verses, and what sense does it really make to be born into this world as a naked baby, then live here on this earth all these many years, working and slaving and saving and putting away for a rainy day, and then worrying about tomorrow, trying to get all the insurance just right, finally getting everything just like you want it, with a good car, good furniture, a good family, a good house, a good retirement. You got good insurance. You got good everything. And then guess what happens? You die and you go off and leave it all. Well, is life nothing but a cruel joke? Wow, think of this. I heard somebody say the other day, as a matter of fact, I saw it on a bumper sticker on the back of a great big old truck. And the bumper sticker said this, "The winner of the game of life is the one who dies with the most toys." That's kind of a humorous thing, I suppose, but think of the truth of it. How could a person be a winner and leave it all behind? Well, the Bible does state, does it not, in Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 15, and also in Job chapter 1 and verse 21, that what a person comes into this world with, naked, they go out of this world carrying nothing in their hand. Well, what are we here on this earth for? I want to read to you the book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 through verse 11. And the Bible in these two verses gives us the reason that we're here upon this earth. These verses state, Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11, "The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying," now notice in verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Notice the reason that we're here upon this earth. We're here not to give pleasure to ourselves. We're here not to just work, not to just play. But we're here upon this earth, listen, to give pleasure unto God Almighty. Think of that. Can you and I give pleasure unto God? Why, God is the Creator. God is the Omnipotent One. God is the Supreme One. God is the All-Sovereign Lord and King. And is He the one that takes pleasure from us? Well, that's what the Bible said. Let me read this to you again. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Now listen. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. What a blessing to know that. That we are created here as the apple of God's eye. We are placed upon this earth to give pleasure unto God Almighty. I know this, that Satan is trying to steal this away. Satan is trying to get pleasure for himself. Notice that Satan said to Jesus, all these things will I give thee. Satan showed Jesus all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time. And Satan said to Jesus, if you will just fall down and worship me, I will give you all these things. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Why are we here? We're here to give glory and honor and praise unto Jesus Christ. But notice back in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10, we find here that the 24 elders fall down before Jesus Christ, and they worship Jesus, and they cast their crowns before him. Where do those crowns come from? Notice 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. Paul states, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. We find that the crown that we're going to cast at the feet of Jesus Christ and worship him with our offering of that crown, that Jesus will give us that crown. Why? Because we have worshiped him while we live, and we serve him while we live, and we obey his precepts and his word while we live. Let me tell you about the good life, folks. The good life is to find out what God says in his own holy Bible about how we ought to live. To follow the precepts, the statutes, and the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's given to us from his word. The truth is this, that the best life is the life spent on this world giving glory and honor and praise and adoration to Jesus Christ. And that's why we're here, is to worship, serve, and honor our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And one day, we'll stand and we'll see him face to face, and we'll worship him because he is our Savior, he's our King, he's our Lord, he's our eternal Judge. Today, if you're not ready to meet the Lord, I pray that you'll recognize your sinfulness before a thrice holy God. Look to Jesus Christ and what he's done on the cross of Calvary, because he died there carrying our sins, was buried, and arose again the third day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Trust him, believe in him, and then live the satisfied life the way Jesus wants you to live it. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Thank you now for listening.